Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of reading scripture over you and then praying for you according to that scripture. If you're new to Pray Every Day, that's basically the format. I read scripture and I read it in order. So right now we're going through the book of Exodus. We'll be in the New Testament next. And then I pray according to that scripture, whatever it brings up, and I pray it for you. And I hope that this informs your prayer life as well and helps you to know how to pray scripture. Okay, so we are reading Exodus chapter 35, verses 1 through 17 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Moses assembled all the congregation of the children of Israel and said to them, "These are the words which Yahweh has commanded that you should do them. 6 days work will be done, but on the seventh day there shall be a holy day for you, a Sabbath of solemn rest to Yahweh. Whoever does any work in it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations on the Sabbath day." Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which Yahweh commanded, saying, 'Take from among you an offering to Yahweh. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as Yahweh's offering: gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, ram's skins dyed red, sea cow hides, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. Let every wise-hearted man among you come and make all that Yahweh has commanded: the tabernacle, its outer covering, its roof, its clasps, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets, the ark and its poles, the mercy seat, the veil of the screen, the table with its poles and all its vessels, and the showbread, the lampstand also for the light with its vessels, its lamps, and the oil for the light, and the altar of the incense with its poles, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, the screen for the door at the door of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with its grating of bronze, its poles and all its vessels, and the basin and its base, the hangings of the court, its pillars, their sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, I just thank you so much that you are the God of craftsmanship. You are the God of people who create things with their hands. You are the God who gives giftings that are so wide and so varied and so beautiful, and I'm so thankful for that. Lord, I pray for my friend today who does work with their hands, and whether they're an artist or an architect or a carpenter, Lord, I pray that you would give them a deep sense of satisfaction and joy as they complete their work. And Lord, I thank you that all of this work is a result of an offering, that the nation of Israel had to give up their precious stones and their fine linen in order to make this tabernacle. They sacrifice for the sake of everyone. And Lord, that just reminds me of the importance of tithing and to give our money away and to have loose, open purses and wallets that we can give hilariously and joyfully, not for in order to get something, but in order to bless others. Lord, open our eyes today to those who need financial help. Lord, I know that I just haven't been in that posture lately, and I ask for your forgiveness in just not thinking that way. Lord, help me to be open to giving away money with joy. Lord, thank you for the first part of this passage that talks about the Sabbath. And again, this is an economic reality. When we don't do Sabbath, we're saying that we don't trust you to provide for us. And so, Lord, this week, as I've prayed earlier in the month, I pray that you would help us to become a Sabbath-keeping people. But that is not just you enabling us to do so. It's a choice that we need to make. It's important that we, Lord, that we come to that place of recognizing that you are King of all, that you are Lord of all, that you hold time and eternity in your hands, and that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. So many times, Lord, and I ask for your forgiveness for this, but so many times I have felt that I am my own provider, and that's just not the truth. We are to work hard and to work diligently. Of course, that's true. And we should do our work heartily as unto the Lord rather than for men, because you will give that reward. But at the same time, you ultimately are our provider. And so, Lord, help us to live in that posture of humility and surrender to Sabbath this week, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Get free art at the $10 level, and at $25, a secret podcast that nobody else gets, and $100, I add you to my prayer team. So thanks so much for doing that, and thanks for praying for Pray Every Day. In particular, I would really covet your prayers that I would sleep well at night. Thank you so much.